Hey, and thanks for tuning in to the Corporate Yogi Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Zuzak. This pod is your dedicated time for growth, for developing practical tools to use with your team or in your other relationships, and to learning deeply about who you are and what makes you tick. Because let's face it, you are brilliant and you are powerful. And I want you to invest more time reflecting on who you are being, not just what you are doing and delivering. Doing is awesome. I couldn't agree more. But being is important. That's where the magic is and the transformation happens. So here's a look at what you're going to learn today. In the first segment, you're going to learn exactly what the dip is. Then in the second segment, you'll learn how to avoid it. In the last segment, you're going to learn how to get out of the dip and some really awesome tips. So get out of your head, into your heart, and let's dive right in, shall we? All right, segment one. You see, the dip is kind of like quicksand. That's the metaphor I love. Once you're in it, it's really hard to get out on your own, and it can feel really scary, and it can be really dramatic. And the more that you struggle and you have panic and you fight it and you resist it, the deeper you go into the quicksand. But what exactly is the dip? Well, here's the deal. It's that really dark place that we go to where it feels like everything is going wrong. Work is wrong. Our relationships are all wrong and out of alignment, or not where we want them to be, or non-existent. Your health, wrong. And it feels like we're just on a one-way ticket to imploding and self-destruction. But see, that's the tricky thing with being in the dip. We lose all of our perspective when we don't even know that we're there. We can't see how deep we are into the dip, aka the quicksand. We can't see how much it's impacting us. Only people outside of the dip, outside of ourselves, can see what is really going on. They have the perspective and they can see what we really need. So I watched this great Tech Insider video on quicksand, and that's where this metaphor came up with. And in the video, they actually say, don't freak out if you find yourself in quicksand, because quicksand actually can't drown you. It can't kill you. And as much as we humans really like to make it seem scary, we actually float in quicksand. And the only thing is that we sink into right up about our waist. So I guess it's just an urban legend, like, you know, Indiana Jones, that we're going to sink in quicksand, or too many cartoons on Saturday morning. Although I feel like I'm pretty sure that I've seen it in many other movies. So the dip is similar to quicksand, but here's the deal. We don't ever die in the quicksand, just like we don't ever die in the dip in the moment. We think we're going to die because we think it's, you know, really dramatic and really scary place to be, but that never happens. So remember, being in the dip is perfectly normal. It's a normal place to be. It's normal to go in and out. Sometimes we go in and out and don't even know we're there. We just know we're unhappy or unfulfilled. There's no shame in being in the dip. It's just a natural part of the process of who we are. And you don't need to figure out why you're in the dip or understand how you got there. The only thing you need to do is to figure out how to get yourself out. And that's where other people come in. The dip is a perfect way to lean into your relationships, to ask others for help, because this is a really great opportunity for people to step up and help you out and get out of the dip. So I know I need to reach out to someone at any time, but here's the thing. Asking for help is a two-way street, and there's a really great Brené Brown quote around this, and she says that if you believe that, you know, receiving help from others isn't acceptable, then you're placing a judgment on when you help others and think they're not actually capable of helping themselves. And one other really important thing when you're asking someone for help, make sure that you specify that you have something going on and that you really need their help. Don't just call them up, you know, after not seeing them for a couple months, asking them for lunch, socializing, and hoping that they will read your mind and be able to tell that you're in the dip. Oh no, you have to be really specific and tell them, hey, I'm in the dip. This is what's going on. I need your help to get out. All right. So remember, you don't have to have the whole thing figured out before you ask for help. It's other people's job. Just remember to reach out and be specific that you need help from them. You've decided, hopefully in advance, that these are your people that you're going to reach out to when you need help. All right. And you can say, hey, I'm in the dip and I really, really need your help. Okay. That wraps up segment number one. What is that? The dip is that deep, dark place. And we have to make it conscious and we have to ask other people for help to get us out. So what exactly is the dip? Well, the dip looks different for everyone, but some of the common things that people experience is that they feel stuck, they feel frustrated, discouraged, might not be inspired by the work or purpose that they do any longer. Sometimes they might even want to throw in the towel or give up. We all experience the dip slightly differently. Some of us are fighters, some of us want to throw in the towel and take a little bit of a break. Sometimes it's caused by being completely burnt out and we know we've worked too hard for too long without a break. This is quite common. Sometimes we go into the dip because we feel disconnected and everything seems to be going wrong and that feels frustrating. We find it hard because we can't control things and we know how much we love control. Or sometimes it can feel like a complete conspiracy, like all of the universe is working against us. So this can be a sign of us working too hard, of us being burnt out, and often we receive a lot of winks from the universe that this is coming our way, but we have blinders on and we're too busy to see it happening. Sometimes we go into the dip because we just reach a lull or boredom and we don't feel excited by what we're doing anymore. We can feel monotony or total boredom. Maybe this is taking us longer to get to our goal than we anticipated. Maybe that's what's making us feel bogged down by too much admin. That can cause the dip as well. This is where reaching out to someone, and really this ideally should be a coach, can help you get your affairs in order. So all your priorities, your life purpose, all the things that are really important to you over the things that don't matter, the people pleasing, the other lower priority items. Now, please remember the dip is not permanent. It's a temporary place that you go to. And most importantly, you can control how long you end up staying there. And this is why asking for help is really, really important. So, bottom line, helping others is a two-way street. If you want to be a superhero and you want to help others and you want to be, you have to be willing to accept the help for yourself. Got it? And remember, when we want to be asking for help, the problem isn't gift wrapped in a nice, beautiful, shiny bow. Ask for the help when you're in the messy problem. So often people want to have it all figured out because they think that their messy is too messy. Well, I got to tell you, my messy is messy, and I bet you that my messy is messier than yours. So don't ever wait to be out of the dip and for all the mess to be cleaned up to reach out to someone. Take them their mess. I guarantee they can handle it. I guarantee that they will appreciate and respect you because they have a messy dip that they're scared to show someone to and be that vulnerable. All right. So there's something so healing about being able to get things off your chest and just say it out loud. Hey, I'm in the dip and I need help. So that wraps up segment two on why we fall into the dip. Okay, I want to share some tips that you can use if you suddenly one day wake up and discover that you're in the dip. All right, tip number one is talk to someone. And this is a coach, could be a friend, could be another professional that will make you feel better. If you're on the fence, err on the side of discussing this with someone. You will feel so much better. And yes, talking to someone, no harm can come this way. Remember that Brené Brown reference? If you refuse to ask for help from someone else, and you're placing judgment on the fact that they're not capable of handling their own stuff. So don't place judgment. Just ask for help. Have the conversation. Make it conscious. And don't just show up and reach out to someone. Actually tell them what's going on. Don't expect them to be able to read your mind. Tip number two, take a break. This can be short term of quitting the day early, going for coffee, but it could also be a weekend, a week, a sabbatical, a month, whatever it is, you know, I support it. And you know what you need deep down inside. And sometimes we can feel lost, and taking time off work can give us that perspective that we need to see things how we want them to be. So this is where we reference tip number one, reach out to a friend, because they will give us the unequivocal advice of take some time off and just tap out for a little while, all right? So really get yourself conscious about what's going on. Tip number three is to get perspective. Look at the situation through the eyes of someone else. Remember what all the milestones are that you have achieved in life, because you are a rock star. You have an amazing purpose, and that has helped to guide you where you've been in life. So remember, your mind is always going to naturally gravitate to keep track of the things that you didn't do, you don't have, and being in the depth really accelerates that. And then tip number four is to get a dip buddy if you don't already have one. And then this is part of our relationship design, is to say, hey, sometimes I get into this really dark place. Let's call it the dip, or something, you know, funny, or like quicksand alert, whatever you want to use. I don't care what it is, as long as you name it, so that when you reach out to them, you can just send a one sentence text that says, hey, I'm in quicksand, need your help. And they will instantly respond and step up and give you exactly what it is that you need. All right, so let's recap those four tips. One, talk to someone. Two, take a break. Three, get perspective. And four, establish a dip buddy. Okay, it's time to wrap up this episode on the dip. As always, if you're inspired by the content that you've listened to today, please share this episode with a friend, a colleague, on social media, lots of different ways to share. And you can also subscribe to this podcast on my website, or if you want to book in a chat with me directly, you can do that for a sample coaching session, or to discuss the dip, one of the topics that we've discussed today, or a recent topic that you've heard in an episode or a past episode, or you just want to have a chat. So give me a shout. If you want to book something formally, you can reach out to me on my booking link on LinkedIn or on Instagram. You can find that in the bit.ly link at the top in my bio. All right. And remember that any fear or resistance that you hold inside of you is simply just your greatness in disguise. Thank you.